Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello and welcome to another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Luna Gaia, and you have come to the right place if you want to learn how to be more confident. If you want to drop your insecurities, your self-doubt, if you want to stop self-sabotaging, people-pleasing, if you would like to come to a point in your life where you can feel confident, free, authentic, and living your life the way that you want to live it, maybe giving less about what other people think about you while still being your beautiful, kind, amazing, generous self, then you've come to the right place. Because that's what we do here. I am on a mission to revolutionize the way women and girls across the world see themselves and their bodies so that they can stop hiding and start living the truth that's in their heart. Because you have a whole bunch of unique talents and gifts. I know that you do. There's no you like you. That's just the reality. There is no one who can do you like you. There's no one who's lived your life or had your stories. And I want to see people like you living your best life, living the way that you want to live. And that's not prescribed by anybody else. I don't know what that looks like for you. And you might not even know what that looks like for you just yet. But what I do know is that there is a calling within your heart. There is something deep within you that needs to come out. And it's your low self-esteem. It's your insecurities and your self-doubt. It's your crazy mind up here sometimes that tells you that you're not enough. That's getting in your way. And that's what this podcast and all of my work is all about. Whether or not you hang out here on the podcast, this is your very, very first time, welcome. Or you've been a seasoned Luna Gaia fan, if you've been hanging out with me for a while, I've been on social media for a significant amount of time. Maybe you've met me at one of my events. I tend to come around onto tours. Maybe you've seen me at a festival. Maybe you've worked with me online and we've never actually met in the flesh. Claim Your Confidence is my signature course, level one and level two. I will be running again in early 2024. Powerful transformational stuff. Or maybe you're curious about one-on-one coaching, or you're here to just hang on the podcast. You know what? To me, the mission is that you get to live your best life. And however that happens, I don't really mind. However that comes to fruition, rock on. That is what we are here to do. So if you're feeling a bit more confident than what you were before we started hanging out, or certainly by the end of today's episode, you're feeling a bit more confident to maybe go live more of you, then our mission here is accomplished. If you ever want to help with that mission, the best way that you can help with that mission, my friends, is to talk about this podcast, to share it, to say, hey, I heard this cool episode, any of my work. You are so welcome at any point in time to share this work with anybody. And I encourage you to do. I think if you hit the subscribe button, the like button, whatever, that kind of that deal, that also helps because algorithmic God sends it out to people who engage with it. That's the part that you can do if you are so on this mission with me. If you want to see more people live in their most authentic lives and you want more of that for yourself, then go ahead and share it. Moving into episode 158, my friends and followers. It's wonderful. I know that I said just before that I'm on a mission to change the way that women and girls see themselves and their bodies. You know what? That's the thing that's closest to my heart. They're the people and likely the people that are listening now that are closest to my heart. But if you're a brother or another, you know what? I want you to shine as well. It's actually everybody. Everybody I want to be able to see living their truth, living who they really are, because I think that the world will be a much better place if we do. I actually did an episode about this not too long ago, maybe four or five episodes ago. It was called Waiting on the World to Change. And how we are the ones that need to change ourselves in order for the world to be different. So sisters, brothers, mothers, others, all of you are welcome here in this podcast. And whenever you hang out with me, I want to remind you that all of you is welcome. All of you is welcome, man. We live in this world, and I think that our mind currently, there's so many parts of us that we're ashamed of. Oh no, but you know, if you only knew the kind of thoughts that I had, you'd realize that I wasn't worthy of love. If you only knew, you know, how lazy I can be, or how, you know, how much I overtalk, or how much I insert insecurity and self-doubt here. We think to ourselves, if you only knew that, then you wouldn't love me anymore. You wouldn't think I was worthy of love. I think that's crap. Because we are human. Oh my God, we are human. Every single person on this planet is flawed. That's the point. We are perfectly imperfect. I even wrote a book about it somewhere back there, right? Wrote a best-selling book about it. If you haven't listened to it on Audible or read it, let me know. We'll sort that out. But we are perfectly imperfect. Absolutely, everybody has shadow and darkness. It's what makes this human existence the human existence, right? There is light and there is dark. Look out into the world. Every single day finishes up with a night. Every single night finishes up with a day. It's contrast. You can't just be love and light. You're also hate and darkness. And we go, oh my God, I don't want to be hate and darkness. Honestly, sisters, the more, the sooner that you understand that you are a complete diverse creature and that the parts of you that you don't like are just there to be loved as much as the parts that you do like, the happier you're going to be. You can make peace with the parts of you don't like. It's easy to love the parts of you that you think are really palatable to the world, right? It's so much easier. But is it easy to love the parts of you that you don't think the world is going to like? But what would happen if everybody in the world made peace with their own darkness? Man, instead of me trying to pretend that I've got all my shit together when I'm hanging out with you, how about I'm just honest with how I am, you be honest with how you are, and we'll soon freaking realize that we're all just humans going through this same wild ride as one another. We all have messed up thoughts. We all have feelings that we don't understand. We all have shits that stink, at least from time to time. Yeah? Because you are human. You're human. We're beautifully fucked up. That's how it is. It's how you are. And on today's conversation, we're going to be talking about self-sabotage. I know. We spoke about people-pleasing last week, and oh, this topic of self-sabotage, I feel like some of these kind of go hand in hand. These are like the twist the knife in a little bit, because there's a bunch of things that you want in your life, and you know that you sabotage. I'll give you an example that's probably the most widely understood, but if it doesn't apply to you, it's okay. Just translate it. Translate it into something that applies to you. It's something that has applied to me many, many times in my life. And I want to put a caveat on this before I share this story with you and this example with you. You don't have to change anything about yourself. Okay? You are perfectly imperfect as you are. You don't have to change your body. The example I'm going to lose is about, use rather, is about losing weight and getting in shape. Because I know that, I don't know, billions of people are across the planet every single January will be like, I want to lose weight. And for a long time, that was the driver of my life. Am I losing weight? Am I losing weight? Am I losing weight? I was either putting on weight, losing weight, or desperately trying to maintain weight. But I probably was never very good at that. I've lost and put on 20 plus kilos 5 plus times in my life, always this chasing of enoughness. So the caveat to this example, because it's really relevant to a lot of people, I want to use this example, but I also want to say you do not need to change your body in order to love yourself. In fact, you won't love yourself. Sorry, say that again. In fact, you won't love yourself when you're at a lesser weight, if you don't know how to do it now. You just need to love yourself now, as you are. It's a whole nother conversation. Listen to one of the other previous episodes about body love, or maybe I'm probably due to do one coming up soon. Your suggestions are always welcome, by the way. You can leave me a voice note or shoot me through an email at loveyourself@moreconfidence.com.au. You don't need to lose weight. in order to be happy. You don't need to lose weight in order to be loved. You don't need to lose weight in order to be more valuable. And if you can't love and accept yourself now, I guarantee you that when you get to a smaller weight, you still won't love and accept yourself. Because love and acceptance happens in your head, not in your body. So get freedom in your body now. That's the caveat to this story. Because we're here to talk about self-sabotage. So just say, for example, you want to lose weight. You want to lose weight and you want to get in shape. Two different things. But you want to lose weight, you want to lose body fat, you want to get in shape. You know what to do. Like, you know what you need to do. You're like, cool, well, you know what to do and what not to do. You know that if you want to get in shape and get fitter, you might need to exercise more or go to the gym. You know that to lose body fat, you probably need to eat less than you're burning, right? You understand that. You could probably look at your caloric load in a day and go, yeah, I could make some reductions around these things. You know what you need to do. Maybe you know that you need to take supplements. You know you need to eat more vegetables. You know that you would need to get more sleep and prioritize yourself. You know what to do. You know how to do it, but you can't get yourself to do it, or you can't get yourself to stick to it for any long period of time. So you end up sabotaging yourself. There are lots and lots of reasons why people don't stick to diets. For a start, they're short term. And later on in today's episode, I'm actually going to teach you how to overcome the self-sabotage and get the results that you want in your life. Because I also want to put another caveat on this. It's okay to want to change your body. You can still love yourself and you can still love your body and go, I can accept my body as I am right now, and I would like to have less body fat on me. It's okay to want that. In the same way that you can go, I'm so grateful for everything that I have. I'm grateful for the money I have or the job that I have, and I would like to increase my salary, and I would like to increase my wealth. It's okay. It's not like when you have your first child, you wanting a second one means that you're denying your first child, is it? You're allowed to want more. You're allowed to want to have different things in your life. So the two caveats are here. You don't have to change your body in order to be more valuable. And if you want to change your body, that is okay. Yeah? It's not what we do, it's why we do that. Why we do it. I'm going to say that again. It's not what we do, it's why we do it. And again, that's going to come back down to the how part of this conversation that I'm going to have with you. But before we get there, let's think about this self-sabotage thing. Think about the last time that you made promises to yourself and then sabotaged. You know, you're like, oh, I really want to fall in love. I really want to be with a new partner, right? And then you meet someone great and you push them away. Or maybe it is that instead of going, look, I know, like, the gym today and a salad for dinner or lots of vegetables and protein is going to be a great idea, but pass me the potato chips. Caveat again, there's nothing wrong with eating potato chips. Just want to make this really clear. There is no food shame here. There is no body shame here. What I'm speaking to is our lived experiences of like, huh, I know that's not the best food choice if I want to have a different health outcome. We're frustrated, right? We're disappointed. We feel like a failure. And we're constantly in this cycle of shame. So you might think to yourself, oh, God, I'm so out of shape. I'm unfit. I've quote, let myself go. You think that to yourself. You're like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I need to do something about that. And I want to be healthier. So I'm going to eat better food. I'm going to get more organized, better quality food, more nutritious food. I'm going to be more conscious about what I'm eating, and I'm going to move my body more. And then the second some stressful thing happens, you go, ah, too tired, couldn't be bothered. And then you're like, oh, I did it again. I needed to go and I didn't. So I'm disappointed in myself. You then get in this cycle of shame. You beat yourself up for the fact that you didn't do the thing. You are now disconnecting with yourself. You're hating yourself. And it's not until you have enough shame again that you decide to put yourself on another diet. Sound familiar? It's cyclical. you'll just keep building that shame and building that shame and going, cool, it motivates me with inverted commas here for those listening. It motivates me to do something about it, but that motivation and willpower soon dissipates. Have you ever noticed that? Motivation and willpower will dry up like a riverbed in a drought. They dry up and they get cracked and there's nothing else to draw from. And then you feel shitty about yourself, and that just lowers your self-esteem, and that makes you want to sabotage yourself more. Vicious, vicious cycle. The important part of this is that awareness is the precursor to change. If you can become aware of what you're doing and why you're doing it and why you're sabotaging yourself, then what that lends itself to is creating lasting change. Because I'm not interested in short-term change. That's diet mentality in any area of your life. I'm not looking for you to just feel good after this podcast and you walk away wanting to go on a diet. Nah. If you walk away from this podcast and you go, I'm going to start making incremental changes in my life for the long haul. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in long-term change. Ideally, you stop needing me. Like, my most ideal scenario is that I work myself out of a job, that there is no more people on this planet that needs help with their confidence and self-esteem, and that we are all the masters of our mind and we know how to interpret our emotions. That's the dream for me. I'll go open a bookstore. Find me in a cafe singing songs on a piano when I'm 85. That's a whole nother story. Awareness is key here. Awareness is such a key element here, because when you're aware of it, it's 80% of the journey. So the fact that you're here and the fact that you're having this conversation, I say to you, massive kudos, because you're starting to do this work. In fact, you've probably been doing this work for a long time, depending on how long you've been following me for and doing this kind of stuff for. Kudos to you, my dear listener, my dear watcher. It's a pleasure to have you here. What we need to understand about our minds here, because self-sabotage is happening in our mind, we're sabotaging ourselves, right? Our mind's job is to keep us safe, not happy. I'm going to say that again. Our mind's job is to keep us safe, not happy. So if our mind's job is to keep us safe, not happy, it perceives change as death. Change is a complete threat to the psyche. It's going to want to stay in a place that is familiar. And maybe familiar for you right now is being in the body that you are right now. Being in the job that you are, being in the relationship you are, whatever, in whatever way you're self-sabotaging, the familiar is your comfort zone where you are right now. And our beautiful little minds, who are here to keep you safe, not happy, is going to fight very, very hard to keep you where you are, because change equals death. It is a threat. And it does this. It keeps us safe by instigating fear. Because what will happen if I lose weight? What will happen if my body has less fat on it? What will happen if I get more wealth? What will happen if I'm successful? What will happen if I fall in love? And you might think, well, all the great things, of course I want that. Yes, your mind, there's a part of you, sorry, your heart wants that. You can get excited by that prospect. But do you understand that you need to change? To fall in love, you need to open and be vulnerable. Potentially, to change your body, you're going to have to make changes to your lifestyle regularly for a long period of time, for forever. You're going to have to make lifestyle changes for forever in order to have that different body. In order to have different wealth, you're going to have to make lifestyle changes. Maybe you're going to have to put yourself out there. When you do have a different body, are you scared about the way that men might treat you? Are you scared about the way that other women might treat you? Have you got reference points of somewhere in you where you creating this change has led you to feel unsafe? And the answer is yes, you absolutely have. Talk about wealth for a moment. how often do you hear in middle class or less socioeconomic groups that rich people are evil, or that money people is the root of all evil, or that rich people are assholes? How often do you hear that? And as women, how often do we hear or have even said about ourselves, oh, that skinny bitch, you know, like lucky for her? How often do we criticize and judge those who are successful and have the things that we want in our life? Often. So naturally, our deep desire to stay safe, which is our mind's primal imperative, its drive is to keep you safe. Then naturally, if you are moving in a direction that's going to change those things and put you at threat, it's going to say, no, pass me the potato chips. And that fear is going to override any desire that you have. And voila, you have self-sabotage. And understand this, it's not logical. It's like that fear response with inside of us, that self-sabotage fear response, is not logical. It's primal. It's safety. It's really rooted in survival. It's not logical by any stretch of the imagination. It's not even emotional, really. It's primal. It's deep down. Hearing a bunch of you sort of go, well, man, if it's deep down and it's primal, does that mean I can do anything about it? And again, the answer is yes. Let's dive in. What can we do about this? First part here is that you need to become the leader of your fear. And I've done many episodes around fear throughout this time. So just scroll on through and have a look at some of the episodes where I talk about fear in the podcast. This is episode 158. So we've been hanging out for a little while. We've done fear. And we will do fear again because it's such a big topic. You've got to become the leader of your fear. The fear is going to be there irrelevant, right? You're going to go, well, I'm afraid of actually losing weight because then I will have to change my life. I'm afraid of losing weight because then people will judge me or criticize me. Cool. Hello, fear. You can repeat after me and do this for yourself. Hello, fear. I can hear you. Thank you for always trying to keep me safe. We are safe. I've got this. No matter what happens, we'll be okay. That's you training your fear. It's not ever going to go away. We need our fear. It keeps us safe. It's important, right? But you need to be the master of it rather than it controlling you. Number one, become the leader of your fear. Go check out that episode and let me know what you think. Second one here is your why needs to be bigger than your fear. Your why. Why are you doing it? Because if you... Let's use the weight loss, for example. If the only reason why you want to lose weight is so that you can feel like you're enough, that might not get you out of bed in the morning. That might not cause you to do something because it's too far in the future and you don't know whether or not you're ever going to feel enough. There's not this immediate gratification that our brain very often needs, but the potato chips are. They make you feel comfortable. They make you feel safe. They make you feel secure. Why would I change that? Why would I move away from the comfort of that so I can feel enough? Ah, the potato chips are enough. Your why needs to be compelling. And usually it's linked to identity. So loving yourself is so critically important in this whole process, which is why I teach what I teach. Because if your why, like my why, for example, to be in the best shape of my life, that's what I think we'll probably always aspire to be. Can I be in the best shape that I possibly can be at this point in time while still enjoying things in my life? Like I still want to enjoy my champagne on occasion when I do that. I still want to be able to go out for dinners. I don't want to be like, oh, I can't eat that. I'm on a diet. That's not how I roll. For me, it's like, how can I really tenderly care for my body and give it what it needs, including rest, including sleep, including nourishment? So my why for why I go to the gym and why I eat the way that I do is because I love myself. And I want everything that I do to be an act of love. As if I'm dancing with the beloved inside of me, that's my why. Sometimes eating a bag of potato chips is an act of self-love for me. Not often, though. If I do that often, it's an act of self-love. harm. I'm hurting myself. So build a big enough why. Really get enthusiastic. Find out, do a lot of journaling and find out what your why is. Why do you want this change? The third one here is to act despite your fear. Kind of loops back to one, the first one. You need to become the leader. The fear is going to be there. You need to lead that fear by acting anyway. You're not going to want to go to the gym every time. You're not going to want to go eat the salad every time, right? Do it anyway. Your fear is going to be there. Let it be there. Talk to your fear. Say, hey, I know that maybe you don't want to be here. That's a self-sabotage. Cool. We're going to do it anyway. And the fourth one here is go gentle as you're retraining yourself. Because that's what happened here. You're retraining yourself. Your mind is afraid. Your mind is scared. That's why you're self-sabotaging, because it's afraid of the outcome. And you might not understand that. So maybe a bonus one here is for you to do some journaling and explore what you're really afraid of. What are you really scared of if you get this outcome? What terrifies you about that? What will you have to let go of? Who will you have to become? It's a big deal, right? The price of success. As you're retraining your mind, you're going to self-sabotage and then you're going to remember. And then you're going to self-sabotage and then you're going to remember. Go gentle. You're human. It is okay. Go gentle with yourself. The more gentle that you can be with yourself, the better. Because you're a beautiful being who deserves that. Number one, become the leader of your fear. Number two, build a big enough why. Number three, act despite the fear. And number four, go gentle with yourself as you retrain your mind. Because you've been sabotaging yourself and living in fear practically your whole life, and now this is new. So it is totally reasonable that you're going to wobble and you're not going to know how to do it and you're going to make mistakes. It's part of the deal. In fact, in growth, you're going to be making mistakes and wobbling your entire life. Deal with it. I so hope that you've got a lot of value out of today's episode, and I want you to understand that self-sabotage happens to all of us, and the reason we're doing it is because we're afraid, ultimately, of the change. So if we can reassure our little minds who's just trying to keep us safe that we are actually safe, then that self-sabotage will be overcome. As I said earlier, the best thing that you can do to help support this mission is to share this. And if you're curious to get early access to any of my programs to keep up to date with everything that's happening in my world, social media is a great way to go, but you can also join my mailing list. So if you head to www.moreconfidence.com.au, you will be able to find, actually, it's a free ebook. Go get a free ebook that is there, The 5 Elements to Self-Love Awakening, and you can join my mailing list with a free ebook to boot. I love you. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope that you love you too.
Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think the coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.